An Introduction to Feng Shui. The Meaning of Feng Shui. Feng Shui is an ancient Chinese practice that's been around for thousands of years and which involves art and science. The practice relies on the laws of heaven and earth to help people balance their energies, or qi, within a space, help them become and stay healthy, and to receive good fortune. The word feng means wind, and shui means water. Local Chinese people place wind that is gentle and water that is clear in one setting to represent good health and harvest. Feng Shui comes from the Taoist ideals in order to deal with nature. Taoism, which has a strong influence in Asia, combines religious and philosophical beliefs and is also responsible for birthing yin and yang concepts. Yin and yang deal with opposite aspects of a phenomenon or the comparison of two phenomena. It represents quality with regard to correspondence, which is found in most areas of Chinese science and philosophy. An example of this would be ancient Chinese medicine. When doing a feng shui analysis, the compass and baguao, which is a grid that is created in the shape of an octagon, are used. This grid has symbols of the I Ching, and in order for you to connect to the areas of your home with feng shui, you need to understand the concept of baguao. Baguao literally means eight areas, and which works to gain additional information about a location. The magnetic needle is surrounded by concentric rings that are strategically placed and used to open the mysteries of the universe. For you to understand the entire process of feng shui, you have to start at the most basic level, and only then will you get phenomenal results. Once you start using it, you'll want to continue to use it on a regular basis within your home and your business. Methods of feng shui. Learning feng shui is not as easy as people may think, as it can take several years to get the hang of it. You should always start from the beginning with the basics and then make gradual steps to the more advanced phases of feng shui. Here are some things you can implement to get you started. Air and light of good quality. Well, in order to master the principles of feng shui, you should have good quality air and light. When you incorporate both of these, you'll benefit from having good qi. Allow natural light into your home or office and open windows frequently. Investing in some air purifying plants is also a very good idea. Baguao. Use a baguao compass to activate the energy map in your home or office. You'll find out which areas or rooms are connected with the feng shui concept when you connect with your baguao. Eliminate clutter. Discard everything that doesn't mean anything to you or that reminds you of bad events or feelings in your life. Once this is done, you will feel like a heavy burden has been removed from your shoulders, and this will also make it easier for you to move to the next phase. The five elements. You need to get familiar with the five elements of feng shui, and for certain areas of your home or office, some elements will need to be stronger. This depends on what area you are looking to implement feng shui and on what you are trying to attract in your life. Birth element. Wood and fire are considered elements, and you'll need to incorporate along with that a corresponding color and shape. Cures. When engaged with feng shui, you will need cures in order to have a better life. There are different things that can be used to achieve this. Here are five of them. Aquariums, fountains, crystals, colors, clocks. The five elements of feng shui. The principle of five elements is important to the concept of feng shui, as they work in certain ways in accordance with the rotation of the productive and destructive cycles. All five of the elements correspond with a certain color, and some of the elements will use more than one color. Here are the five elements and their corresponding colors. Wood. The wood element represents growth, development, and planning. This element resides in the east and southeast areas of your space. It is associated with the brown-green color spectrum and the columnar shape. Fire. The fire element represents expansion, enthusiasm, and transformation, and provides energy to things that are career-related. It will also assist you in being recognized in your achievements. This element resides in the south, northeast, and southwest areas of your space. It is associated with the red, orange, purple, pink, and strong yellow color spectrum and the triangular shape. Water. The water element represents easiness, abundance, freshness, calm, and purity. This element can be used in the north, east, and southeast areas of your space. It is associated with the blue and black color spectrum and wavy lines. Earth. The earth element represents stability, nourishment, and protection in relationships. It can be used in the northeast, southeast, and center areas of your space. This element is associated with the beige and yellow color spectrum and the square shape. Metal. The metal element represents accuracy, clarity, and efficiency, and can be used in the west, north, and northwest areas of your space. This element is ideal for your home or business, and is associated with the white and gray color spectrum and the circle, oval, and crescent shapes. Cycles of Feng Shui. The productive and destructive cycles control the five elements of Feng Shui. Wood is part of the productive cycle that is produced by the element of water. The cycle continues with the creation of fire, earth, metal, and water in that order. The cycle maintains a positive flow and complements each other. Even though it's on the opposite end, the destructive cycle has just as much prominence as the productive cycle. Anything that is negative or contributes to decay is removed, and this makes way for things that are positive and will help in the feng shui process. With this cycle, wood is responsible for separating earth. Earth, in turn, soaks up water. Water douses out fire. Fire melts metal, and metal cuts up wood. This, too, is another cycle that goes around in circles and doesn't stop. You'll need to use different colors for each direction. East and southeast, dominant green. South, dominant red. Southwest, dominant yellow. West and northwest, dominant white or metallic. With the directions and color schemes, alternate colors can be used for the basic ones. Blue and black can be used for the east and southeast, and anything in the red family can be used for the southwest and northwest. Anything in the yellow, beige, and brown family, along with any combinations, can be used for the west and northwest. White is the color used in the north because metal creates water. In the south, green can be used because wood creates fire. The colors don't have to stand by themselves. They can be supplemented or combined with others to create powerful statements. With feng shui, you must keep balance and harmony, as these attributes are needed in order to keep the flow of qi in a positive format. Yang energy comes from the element of fire and is represented by the color red. Other things that help to provide more energy are candles and lights. If you want more intimacy, earth energy would be needed. Things that contribute to earth energy can help your marriage in a positive way and can also help you in different relationships. You can use items such as crystals and ceramics and items made from earthenware to enhance this. Metal is also one of the yang elements that has a positive effect and can also help with the flow of qi. With feng shui, flowing water is considered to be quiet and relaxing and helps the qi flow in different areas of your life. As with water, the flow doesn't stop, and you can use this to implement energy into your home. As the water represents wealth and prosperity, this element can be used if you are starting a new career or want to advance in an existing one. Implementing an aquarium or water fountain can give positive vibes in certain areas of your home. One area, however, that water is not recommended for is the bedroom. The wood element connects with your home and garden, and you can place wooden objects in certain areas, including near plants and flowers, such as a wooden bench, in order to obtain the colors of feng shui. Black. That's the color of mystery and provides protection and strength. It symbolizes nighttime and represents an empty space. It provides intensity to any area, and if used often, it can translate into a heavy atmosphere. This color can be used in the east, north, and southeast, but you should not use much of this color for a child's bedroom, and it shouldn't be used in the south. If you are trying to attract career opportunities, place this color in the north area of your space. Black can also be combined with white and used on furniture. Brown. The color brown is used in the east, southeast, and the south, and the energy from this color provides plenty of nourishment. It can be associated with different foods and drinks, such as chocolate and coffee. Brown can also be used for the common areas of your home. You should not use much of this color for a child's bedroom or the southwest area. Green. This color represents revival and a fresh start, and provides nourishment, healing, and keeps peace in your life. When incorporated with feng shui, you should use different shades of green instead of just one. Incorporate plants that have fresh foliage and use in the south, east, and southeast areas. Red. The color red is associated with the fire element, which is a symbol for sun and life and the energy that comes from it. It represents passion and celebration, and can be considered both as a creative and destructive aspect. With this element in your home, you can experience happiness. The Chinese use the color red for happiness and luck. In India, the color red is used for marriage and weddings. And in the West, the color red stands for romance and courage. When decorating, the color red is used for richness, although careful consideration has to be implemented not to use too much red, otherwise it can provoke anger and excessive stimulation. With feng shui, red can be used in children's bedrooms with caution and can also be used in the common areas of the home, such as the dining and living rooms and the kitchen area. Red can be used in the east, southeast, west, and northwest areas of your home, but you should limit the amount you use. Red is a perfect candidate to use in the south. Orange. The color orange is known as the social color and is responsible for providing the energy from feng shui to engage in spirited conversations and to have good feelings in your home. When the winter season approaches, it can be a reminder of the summer season. Log fires also come into play with the color of orange. Just like red represents fire, so does orange. It's not a good color for the areas of the west and northwest, and should not be seen in the east and southeast because these areas are controlled by other elements of feng shui. Orange can, however, be used for the common areas, such as the living and dining rooms, kitchen, and anywhere else where the environment can have action and lots of energy. It's also a good idea to implement some feng shui products or accessories in these areas. Since orange is considered a soft and warm color, it's easy to incorporate with feng shui. Purple. The color purple should not be overused because it's very strong and has a relationship with the spirit. Although it is not recommended for use on the wall, it can be used in a space where meditation is taking place. If you use this color at home, use it moderately or use lighter shades. It can be used in the east, south, and west areas with limitations. A great way to use the color purple is to place an amethyst crystal in your space. Pink. Pink is the color of love and is in line with marriage. It can be used to keep the energy calm and works to quiet the heart and provide it with lots of love. This color is used mostly in the southwest. When decorating, a soft pink is used. Hot pink is used when there is hot and heavy energy. Pink is great to use for a little girl's bedroom. There are also several common combinations of pink that include pink and black and pink and green. Pink and green represents activity, whereas pink and black represents a retro style. A good way to use pink is to place a rose quartz crystal in the area. Yellow. The color yellow gives self-esteem and reminds people of the sun and can brighten up in any space, providing an inviting atmosphere. It can be used in the east and southeast areas. Yellow is a better choice for a child's bedroom and the family room. If you have a dull-looking room, using the color yellow will provide it with lots of light. It provides the fire element, but in a softer format than the color red does, and is easier to deal with on a larger scale. If you use hot yellow, don't use too much of it. Gray. Gray represents the energy of the metal element, and can provide a clear focus to any space in your home. Although gray is usually considered a dull color with not much life, the noble gray shade can be used because this is considered a little more upbeat than the regular color. Used in the west, northwest, and north areas of Baguio, Gray can provide feng shui energy into most of the common areas of your home. It should not, however, be used too much in the east and southeast because wood is the dominant element in those areas. White. The color white represents yoga rituals and stands for quietness, innocence, beginnings, and endings. It has a clean, fresh focus and can be used for feng shui purposes anywhere in your home. It's not a good idea to use all white in the east and southeast, so use other colors to blend in with it. Having a white space in your bathroom or meditation room will help with healing. It can also provide possibilities never explored before, along with a promising future. Blue represents the clear skies and waters and can be used in the east and southeast of anyone's space. Since blue is connected with water, the energy is responsible for supplying nourishment to the wood element. Blue can also be used for decoration or art and as a color for ceilings. It's been noted that students have done better in their studies when they have a blue ceiling. A light blue color works well for harmony, but a dark blue color is best for peace and quiet. A deep blue color can be implemented in your bedroom to help you get to sleep. However, you should not utilize deep blue very much in the south, west, and northwest areas. Combine blue with white to provide energy. When the colors for feng shui are used in the right format, your environment will be the recipient of good feng shui, creating a happy home with feng shui. Areas incorporated with feng shui contain energy which in turn can help you to have a healthy and happy home. The atmosphere in your home will change for the better, and visitors to your home will also sense the change. You need to get familiar with certain areas of your home. The more you are aware about what the areas are comprised of, the more success you're going to have to incorporating those areas with the principles of feng shui. You will then be able to transfer this to other areas of your life, including your relationships with family members and friends. You can enhance this by having a connection to your home. Examine different areas and determine which parts don't line up with the feng shui principles. These areas are devoid of energy and will eventually have a detrimental effect in your life. Removing clutter from your home should be the first thing you do because this is going to provide positive and fresh energy, and your home will also be healthier as a result. Clutter represents confusion and indecisiveness, which can prove to be a negative thing, especially if you are working to incorporate feng shui in your life. Once the clutter is gone, you're going to have a sense of relief and peace of mind. Don't get despondent if the work takes a long time to get done. Just concentrate on one room at a time. Create a list of things to do, and then cross them off as you complete each task or assignment. The job will get done eventually. Having positive relationships can also provide you with more energy, and there are ways you can incorporate feng shui into your home that can help you keep your relationships fresh and positive. If you have enough room, move your furniture around to another angle or another wall. Don't keep any furniture such as a couch, bed, table, or chairs in the same format every year because it starts to become monotonous. Moving your furniture around can help provide more energy in that area. Whatever area of your house it is, focus on providing additional energy that is positive. You can do that by having fresh fruits, fresh flowers, or anything that is fresh and stands out. Your bedrooms, bathrooms, and closets should be clutter-free. They should be areas that people won't mind looking at if you were showing your house to someone. Having a television in your bedroom is not necessarily a good idea. It can be a distraction from your actual purpose. Have pictures of you and your loved ones in a positive format, and listen to music that is relaxing and soothes the soul. Certain types of music can provide great energy in the right environment. Incorporating feng shui if your home is in a cul-de-sac. Feng shui may not operate very well if your home is situated in a cul-de-sac. The reason for this is that there is a back-and-forth movement of shared energy between homes of three or more. The energy within those homes wavers and cannot be still. This causes less energy to flow through. The way to solve this issue is to have neat landscaping at the back of your home to provide energy. The walkway to the front of your home should be curved. You should also plant some evergreens and decorate your front garden with colorful rocks. Install a fountain, a bird bath, or moving water in your garden. The fountain or bird bath should be placed in the direction that your home is facing and the water flow should be flowing in the same direction. If your front door is facing north, it's a good idea to opt for a black or blue color. These colors represent calm, which means that you won't have to concern yourself with a lot of confusion in and around your home. Just remember that each home is different, so there may be some homes within a particular cul-de-sac that may have plenty of energy for feng shui, and there may be some outside of that area that don't have that energy. Bad feng shui. When using feng shui, it's important that the doors inside and outside are covered. This is as important, if not more, than the rest of the spaces in your home. Direct alignment of more than one door is not proper because it can contribute to bad feng shui. Even though the concept of feng shui is to have a balance with the energy flow in your home, having a direct alignment with more than one door cannot work as the quality of energy flow from feng shui is subject to decrease. One area where you don't even want to do this is with the front and the back doors. The majority of the energy from the good feng shui is from the front door, and if those two doors are aligned, the energy can travel through the back door. This is not good because the energy from the good feng shui needs to permeate throughout your home. Take note of what kind of energy is being created in your home. If it's not enough, see what you can do to create more energy for good feng shui. However, if you have doors in your home that are directly aligned with each other, there are some things that you can do to remedy that situation. Changing the color of one of the doors will give more strength to one or the other. It's important to keep the energy from feng shui flowing in your home, so place a small round table by the door with the most energy, and in turn, this energy will be directed elsewhere. Adding a vase or similar container with fresh flowers or a potted plant will give more credence to the energy and send it into another direction. Feng shui for your kitchen. To incorporate feng shui in your kitchen, you need to look at how your kitchen is placed within the home. Usually, a kitchen is located adjacent to the backyard, and there's good reason for this. From a visual standpoint, if the kitchen was near or at the front, it could pose a mindset of issues with eating and nutrition. Having it in the front of the home could mean that you may be tempted to eat every time you enter. It would be just as bad if you have guests coming to visit, and the first thing they would want to do is eat. If your home is set up like this, you can do something about it. You could purchase a curtain and install this in the area of the kitchen entryway, or you could have French doors measured to install in that area. Another idea you could implement is to have something that will take the interest away from the kitchen and on to something else in your home. If you're cooking, you should have an eye on the entryway of the kitchen. If your stove is facing the wall, to implement the feng shui method, place a mirror over the stove. For newer homes, builders are now including islands that sit in the middle of the kitchen area. This is a great addition to the feng shui concept. When the island is strategically placed in the middle, the person that's cooking can see what's going on in another area. This type of kitchen setup is inviting because it allows other people to come in and help cook, and this can make for a greater camaraderie and relationship bonding. In feng shui, the stove is the symbol of health and wealth. All of the burners should be used equally by doing rotations. Don't use one or two burners and leave the rest unused. Using all four in equal rotation can cause you to receive money from more than one source. It's been noted that the older model stoves are actually better because they incorporate the feng shui method of slowing down. While microwaving food may be quick and convenient, people that faithfully practice the feng shui method don't even like to use microwaves due to lots of radiation. The kitchen should be one of the cleanest areas in the home. It should also be clutter-free. If you have anything that is not working properly or not working at all, it should be discarded. Having something that doesn't work or doesn't work properly defeats the purpose and the principles of feng shui. You can also use different methods of design and patterns from the feng shui concept. The methods most used are a shaker-style concept, which is a contemporary type concept with solid colors and wood grains. It gives a wealthy look that comes with carvings and other related items. The kitchen also should have adequate different types of lighting, and there should be enough space to move around. The more space you have, the better. If it means you have to move machines and appliances to create more space, then so be it. To increase the energy in your kitchen, you may want to have some fruit, flowers, or a plant on the table. This will also brighten up the kitchen to make it look more inviting. Feng Shui for your bathroom. A bathroom is one of the places where you can incorporate feng shui for the purpose of wealth, and there are different strategies that you can use to accomplish this. Color. From the different elements, you can use different colors to achieve your goal of attracting wealth from using feng shui. With wood, you should use brown and green. With water, use blue and black. With earth, you can use colors in the yellow and brown collection, such as light yellow or light beige. Crystals. Purchase feng shui crystals such as amethyst, citron, and rose quartz, and mix them up. This combination can create a wealth cure in feng shui. Bamboo. Another feng shui cure for wealth and abundance is to have 8 stalks of lucky bamboo, which can be found in plenty of floral retailers. Bamboo is very easy to maintain and represents tranquility and relaxation. All 5 elements of feng shui have a part to play in the bamboo plant, and this cure has been used by a lot of people. Atmosphere. Decorate your bathroom so that it looks like a spa. A spa is a place where you go to relax, and decorating this way will give you peace of mind. The meaning of wealth. Whatever wealth means to you, put it in the bathroom. It could be a picture, a poem, or some quotation that reminds you of wealth. Toilet seat. The toilet seat should remain down when not in use, because this will show that the energy will be maintained and not spread outside of that area. Feng shui and mirrors. Although mirrors are generally used for people to look at themselves, with feng shui, they help to bring in water and pull in the qi method. In addition to widening space, mirrors can change the way energy flows in a certain area and are good for bringing peace and a fresh new outlook on life. The following explains 3 types of mirrors. Convex. These types of mirrors are considered to represent protection in feng shui. They are the eyes and ears, but have to be framed in a certain way. Concave. Most of the time, these type of mirrors are not used inside feng shui because the reflection from the mirror is a smaller version that is turned upside down. Typical. Depending on the shape and the frame, a typical mirror represents a certain feng shui cure and is usually placed in the southwest portion of your area. Baguao. The Baguao mirror is separate from the previous 3 mirrors mentioned. It's very powerful and is only made for the outdoors, not indoors. Although this type of mirror is not to be used for decoration, if you're not feeling the right kind of energy in your home or business, this type of mirror will come in handy for you. The Baguao mirror is found in concave and convex formats and is made from wood in a choice of green, red, or gold colors. If you need to protect yourself from harm or danger, the Baguao mirror is ideal. Most of the time, it is placed above the main entrance of your home. However, you should consult with a person who is knowledgeable in feng shui in order that this type of mirror is placed in the right area. One place that it should not be placed is the living room. Feng shui for your bedroom. Only one significant piece of furniture should be placed in your bedroom, and that's the bed, because you need something to sleep on. Get something simple like a wood bed frame along with a natural mattress. The sheets that you sleep under should be made from cotton of the best quality or close. Try not to use items that run on electricity in the bedroom because these can provoke a high electrical charge. Part of the yin culture includes sleeping, and it is important that the bedroom is situated at the back of your home where there is minimal activity, and it should look warm and inviting. Your bedroom should not be placed over a garage because electrical elements from the vehicle parked in the garage can cause chaos with your electromagnetic system. Neither should your bedroom be anywhere near the kitchen, bathroom, or living room, if possible. Make sure you open your bedroom window and let in some fresh air. Also, it's not advisable to have plants in your bedroom. Lighting should be adjustable, so installing a dimmer switch is a good way to achieve this. Use colors that correspond with the feng shui method and that create a balance for your bedroom. This way you will be assured of a positive energy flow and will help you sleep better. Some colors that would work well in the bedroom include white and chocolate brown. And if you want to add art to your bedroom, choose pieces that reflect how you look at your life and future in a positive way and refrain from using pieces that represent anything that is the opposite of that. You should be able to gain access to your bed from both sides, and your bed should not be parallel with the bedroom door. You may place a small table on either side of your bed. Doing these things will help your bedroom maintain a balance. All of the doors that are connected to the bedroom should be closed, whether it's the entry door, closet door, or inside bathroom door. This will keep the energy flow inside the bedroom. Feng Shui for your home business. There are many business people all over the world that use the principles of Feng Shui in their business. Many Asians believe Feng Shui is necessary in order to conduct proper business and business management. In fact, there are some famous business people in the United States that are using Feng Shui, and they have encountered good success. On the other side, some people that work from home find themselves somewhat perplexed because it can be difficult for them to separate their home business from their personal life, and they don't have a lot of interaction with other people. However, having a home-based business outweighs the challenges and frustrations that people face working at a 9-to-5 job. If you're looking to attract wealth and abundance for your home-based business using Feng Shui, here are some ways to incorporate it. You should always sit with a solid wall behind your back. Avoid sitting with a window behind you. You should not have a wall facing you while you're at your desk, working, or when you come into the office. Wherever your wealth area is, you should have the office equipment placed there. In order for chi to flow with harmony, place the tables and chairs in a strategic format. Have air-purifying plants in your home office. This will help supply you with a fresh quality of air, and it will also increase the amount of oxygen generated in the entire area. Other than purifying plants, refrain from having any plants that have sharp edges, such as cactus. The entry door to your home office should be free of obstruction. If there is obstruction, such as a table behind the door, the chi will not operate correctly. In order to enhance the presence of chi, a good idea is to install a hanging crystal in your home office. Your home office should be a good distance from your bedroom. Your home office should be about productivity, and the colors contained within should reflect that. The copy machine should not be near the main entry door, because the heat generated from it can cause chi to flow incorrectly. If there is an empty vase near the main entry door, the chi will find its way into the empty vase. This will be detrimental to the environment. If you have clients that come to see you, try placing a fish tank within the wealth area. This will help you get better results and probably more clients, which in turn means more money. You have to be careful to follow the instructions for doing this, otherwise it's not going to work. In order to get chi working properly, install a small indoor fountain in your wealth corner. This method will also help you health-wise. Keep your desk and surrounding areas clutter-free. To help with this, the Chinese don't use paper trays, and this concept is starting to make its way to the United States. Pay attention to the kind of light that you are using in your home office. You should use both natural and artificial lighting. You won't be able to function properly if you don't have enough natural light, and you should also think about getting other types of lights, such as full-spectrum lights. These are similar to the natural light spectrum, and they've been branded as healthier to use. There are different areas of your home office that need to be nurtured with feng shui. In the north area, the water element is used as well as metal. It's also fine to have images with black or white frames. The south area uses fire for energy. You should refrain from having blue mirrors or images of water that represent this color. The southeast area is for images that represent prosperity and abundance, and the wood element is also used here. With this, you should refrain from fire and metal images. Using these feng shui principles will help your business to thrive and grow in prosperity and abundance. Using feng shui for your retail business. If you have a retail store, or if you're thinking of opening one, using the principles of feng shui can change the atmosphere of your business and attract and keep customers. Make sure that you don't bunch things together too closely. Leave some space between items so as not to cause confusion to your customers. This is a type of decluttering that we spoke about earlier. Placing your products in different categories will ensure that your customers don't become confused or frustrated with what to purchase, and they will want to stay in your store a lot longer. If the feng shui energy from the entry door to the back door is not flowing properly, you may not get customers or sales. The minute your customer walks in the door, they need to be drawn in by what you have. Be clear on the products you offer and their benefits. As with any type of selling, customers always want to know what's in it for them. Make sure your aisles are clear. Again, a form of decluttering. No one wants to squeeze through objects or step over things to buy a product, so make sure there are no obstacles in the way. All in all, make sure your business is welcoming and a happy visit for your customers to ensure that they will come back time and time again. Without a customer, you don't have a business. How to get a feng shui consultant? If you're not sure of what to do first when it comes to feng shui, it may be a good idea to seek the services of a professional feng shui consultant. You will, however, need to research this very carefully and thoroughly, and going online for more information is a great idea. Write down everything that you want from the consultant so that you can find the best one for you. If there is a school or college near you where feng shui is taught, check there to find someone who may be able to help you. You could even ask people you know if they have any recommendations, because you never know who else has gone through this process. Once you have found a few feng shui consultants, either online or off, ask them questions and check their background. And don't be afraid to ask for references. They should be more than willing to provide this information for you if they are bona fide. Conclusion: whether it is to improve your health, love life, or finances, a great way to do this is to incorporate feng shui into your life. This method has worked for centuries in China, and since it has spread all over the world, people are curious to find out how it can help them. This audio has provided plenty of information to get you started on your journey to abundance, and other things that can enhance your life. If you stay on the right path with this and are serious about making significant changes in your life, you will see a difference. You will be amazed at how much healthier you become. As for your finances, you can have more money than you ever dreamed possible when using the feng shui method. Just remember that it won't happen overnight, and it will take some time before you see a change in your life for the better. Wishing you all the best on your journey with feng shui.